Digital Media Insider, Episode 9, March 16, 2007. Welcome to Digital Media Insider from O'Reilly.com. On our website, we explore the future of audio, video, and photography to help you get more creative with technology. I'm David Bettino, and I edit the audio section of the site. This week, we take a break from our high-tech tutorials to explore the music in some of our artist interviews. This first excerpt is from Roger Manning Jr., who records wacky cover songs with his synthesizer duo, the Moog Cookbook. See if you can recognize this old song. That was Sweet Home Alabama, as played by Roger Manning Jr. and the Moog Cookbook. You can hear the complete song at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. The Moog Cookbook started as a hip joke, but Roger also released a catchy solo album called Solid State Warrior. Here's a clip from that. All too familiar now, we've both been here before. More times than I'd care to admit. Roger Manning Jr., with an excerpt from his solo album, Solid State Warrior. He recorded the album in his basement, using GigaSampler and 200 stomp boxes. To learn how he did it, see our interview at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. Adam Williams of Powerman 5000 also has a surprising range of styles. Check out his giant guitars and signature vocoder sound in this excerpt from the album Transform. I'm the king of the air. You can read more about Adam Williams' recording techniques in our interview, Adam Williams, Massive Guitars, Microcomputers, at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. For contrast, here's a jazz piece Adam did with bass player Tyrone Brown. The guitar processing comes from a software plugin called Amplitube. Adam Williams and IK Multimedia Amplitube. Here's another guitar sound you wouldn't associate with computer recording. Roger McGuinn of the Byrds with his famous Jingle Jangle. Carve your number on my wall and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone. That was If I Needed Someone from Roger McGuinn's self-recorded album, Limited Edition. For more on Roger's computer recording adventures, see our interview Roger McGuinn, 8 Drives High at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. Roger told us that one of the secrets of his sound is the extra string on his guitar. Here's another unique instrument, the turnfiddle, played by Grand Mixer DXT. Scratching pioneer DXT on the album After Mathematics, his collaboration with Bill Laswell. DXT actually plays his computer with a turntable, the way another musician might use a MIDI keyboard. To learn how he does it, see our interview at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. Here's an even more elaborate partnership between MIDI and computers. Wayne Little of Animusic mapped every note in this piece to a moving 3D object on the screen. As you listen, imagine a flurry of billiard balls flying through the air to strike a room full of marimbas, tubular bells, and piano wire. That was Pipe Dream 2 from Wayne Little's Animusic 2 DVD. You can see an excerpt of the movie plus several more in our article, Inside Animusic's Astonishing Computer Music Videos. It's at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. Computers can also get raw and gritty in the right hands. Listen to the amazing layers of distortion in this clip from Johnny Juice and Chuck D of Public Enemy.
Check your soul, and cause the tape is rolling. The black don't crack where that party at. Stacks, jump back, come on, wax them tracks. Johnny Juice cutting live like them old 45s. What? Strong songs survive on them quick-ass records. 95 beats per second, P.E. record. Now the color of death looks like your future's history. Now why you dissing me? Cause it ain't no mystery. I smell a new world odor. Here we go again.
That was a title track from New World Odor, which you can hear in full at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. In fact, the build-up is so long in that clip that I had to slice out the middle to make it fit into this podcast. I'll send a free copy of Podcasting Hacks, the O'Reilly book, to the first person who can tell me what Chuck D says just before and after the cut. Write to digitalmedia.oreilly.com. Our next piece is from an artist who told us she was dragged kicking and screaming into the digital era. Here's Black Rush by The Angel, recording under the name 60 Channels. As with the Public Enemy piece, I especially like the background vocal textures. That was Black Rush from the 60 Channels album Covert Movements. To hear three more Angel songs, just punch up our article, The Angel with Digital Wings, at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. To wrap things up, here's a clip from our very first artist interview with remixer Carmen Rizzo. Carmen helped create the Best Electronic Album category for the Grammy Awards, and he'll probably sweep the category himself soon. For our interview, he sent 5 music examples. I especially like this remix he did of Dido's hit song White Flag. First, here's the original.
There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be. I know I left too much mess and destruction to come back again.
That was the original version of White Flag by Dido. Now check out Carmen Rizzo's remix. Notice how the tempo is faster and the bass and drums are more exciting. But the cool part for me is the extended section after the chorus, where the vocal slowly emerges from a fog before snapping into the verse.
There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be.
We hope you'll come back again. You'll find almost 24 artist interviews at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. Each one is packed with digital music tips, and many include full-length MP3 downloads. You've been listening to Digital Media Insider, the official podcast of the O'Reilly Digital Media site. Visit us at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. And let us know what creative technologies you'd like to explore. Incidentally, I wrote this music using software that I learned about while editing articles for the site. See the show notes for links. Special thanks to Randy Alberts, who interviewed all of the artists in this podcast. For O'Reilly Digital Media, I'm David Bettino.